Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three. Once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man, Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride.
So welcome to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. And boy, do we have an episode for you.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it is an understatement.
The day has become.
So, as you all know, I decided to have a facelift with probably no information whatsoever. In fact, I actually decided to have a lower facelift and apparently I've had a full... Don't make me laugh. Full facelift.
She's gonna laugh to you. She thought she was popping into a supermarket. She came to LA talking about it for the last 3 weeks and she just decides to have a facelift.
So it's like everything I do in life. Like when I had my boobs done, I didn't ask the doctor what size he was going to put in, how I would feel, because I always feel too much information is too much information. And as a woman, like less I know in the little bubble I live in, you know, I just want the result.
I'm glad she didn't come out with a new ass or something, because I mean, knowing her.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I went to New York for filming. I went, well, first of all, it was a marathon, a fucking marathon. We did BravoCon. We flew to New York to film for 2 days Housewives interviews.
So intense.
Took the red eye, landed at 1 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the morning, stay at my girlfriend's house. And by 6 a.m., I was in surgery.
Let me tell you, we slept 3 hours. Woke up in the morning and then all the time we are with a plastic surgeon and Caroline is having a new face.
Wait, I skipped into that surgery. Skipped in like I was having a mole removed. Like... literally no thought because I was so bloody tired. And frankly, I looked fabulous all week. Oriane had done my nose.
What do you fabulous on it?
No, not this week.
Oh, okay.
Before I got here.
Just
I looked amazing at BravoCon. And, you know, I don't say that lightly because normally I'm not the person that looks at pictures of myself and feels myself. But since I've been doing this, all I'm doing is pulling up old pictures of myself and go, oh, I was so pretty. What have I done?
Like, there are two wives. One wife, it was last week. Another wife is this week. I mean, I don't recognize her.
Oh, my God. So what can I tell you? I went in and first of all, it's LA, right? So this is every bloody day they do this. And I need to remind myself of that. So like, unlike other places where you're sort of taken to hospital and you feel like you're having a medical experience, here you're taken to a back room of an office.
Yeah, people are like, nothing is happening. I'm like, oh my God, like it's actually happening. Like people are
as
so
if we're
chill.
Going to have filler, right? Yeah. Just as if you're like, oh, I'm popping into my plastic surgeon. He's going to give me filler here. You know, it's kind of like another room of their office and you go into the back and then they put you to sleep and then they remove your face.
It's crazy. Like literally crazy. I brought her 2 coffees and then all of a sudden she was just down. And she's like, no, you cannot come in. You cannot come in. And then 4 hours after, she comes out looking like, I mean, I don't know.
I've been in a car crash and the car definitely didn't win.
It was absolutely horrible. The worst experience of my life. I was crying. I was looking at her and I was trying to find my wife. I was like, where is my wife? She was just, I mean, I don't know how to explain. Like the nurses were super chill. I was crying, trying to find her hand.
Honey, what did you think the nurse was going to do? Cry with you?
No, honey, at least just be
imagine if the nurses started to cry.
Maybe they literally hung it to me.
Yes,
you were
because
there.
They do this every day. Their job is to calm you the fuck down, not cry with you and hug you. Like, it's gone horribly wrong, sir.
Honey, you don't understand.
They need to be cool as a cucumber.
They put you in the car with me and I was looking at you, I was like, oh my God, she cannot, it's like a vegetable. She cannot talk. She cannot move.
Well,
where is my wife?
To be fair, I was coming out of anesthesia. I don't think it matters what you've done. Nobody jumps out of anesthesia.
Baby, let me just tell you something, okay? Facelift. Everybody talks about it. Everybody thinks it's something amazing, super easy. There is no fucking way. It's the worst, most painful thing in the planet.
Okay,
what I've been through the last week, I mean, I don't know what 29-year-old guy can survive. Yes, honey, I suffered. I had a facelift as well. Like, I had a facelift. Mentally, emotionally, I've been in the floor. I actually been in the floor.
What you have been through. Can I explain? Not only do I have to consider my feelings, because let me tell you, when I did recover, not recover, but when you wake up and you see your face in the mirror, obviously it's not your fucking face. And, you know, I wanted to do this podcast now before.
Wait, could you
like
do it without me?
Before it's like childbirth, where you forget everything that the bad. I want to give you the good, the bad, and the ugly so everyone actually understands, because no fucking friend of mine told me that it would be this bad.
I want you to be honest with them.
I'm being really honest.
Be honest, honey.
Yes, but I may feel differently in another week, so don't get excited. I'm not telling the whole world not to do this right now. I'm telling you,
honey,
right now, I don't think I would do this.
The last 6 days, you've been an absolutely nightmare. You needed me more than, like, anywhere. Like, you are, baby, come on, just be honest to them.
He's absolutely right. There's no way I could have done this without him in my bed.
Thank you.
No way.
And
he
it's not for the wrong reason.
Up.
We were not having sex.
Absolutely not. That's not to say you didn't try. Ew.
I mean, I had to. I was like, oh my God, this is my chance. She cannot move, like, from the boobs up. I have to, like, my bottom part is mine, but yeah.
I actually, seeing myself, I was so revolting. I have no idea how it even went hard. I have no idea on earth. There is something wrong with you.
I don't know.
There is something wrong with you.
It's just
there
like,
is nothing sexy about what I went through.
Your boobs were still in the same place, so obviously I'm going to get horny.
He's 29. I'm not sure I would recommend this, doing this with a 29-year-old. But anyway, the fact is, sexual advances aside.
Yeah, 100%. I want you to be
amazing.
Honest, honey, to them. How much we suffer. Like, how painful it was.
Do you hear this? It's the royal we through the whole way through.
What?
So I had to consider
how much you suffer, not me.
Yes, we, you said. I've had to consider his feelings on every movement I've made too. Because, okay, let me tell you. First of all, Sergio is, I'm an athlete. So he doesn't like any drug, doesn't really drink, and won't even take a headache pill for himself.
No, because Caroline is like, oh my God, I feel like this. Oh my God, I cannot walk. Oh my God, I need this. So these just pills somehow for everything.
My face was taken off.
Like, see, let me just tell you, okay? After having the facelift, she goes somewhere.
Prescribed
no,
drugs.
Honey, you come back with like a testosterone boost in your ass, and then you come back with like a new thing in your chest.
No.
While you're having the facelift. Like, who does that?
No,
nobody.
My girlfriend, I'm staying with one of my best girlfriends, Kristen. And
yeah, I don't know who is worse, actually. Between both of you,
what
like
do you mean?
You're
Kristen
with, like,
never does
thing.
Anything. So Kristen, like, I've missed 2 years of life with Kristen due to COVID and everything. So obviously I had to drag her to show her what new techniques were out there.
Yeah, which
so
is
I took Kristen to do microneedling, and because she's like looking at me like a science project going, if this is good, I might have a go. And I brought her back from microneedling. You'd have thought the woman had like a full body transplant. I'm like, there's no fucking way you're doing a facelift.
I mean, obviously, honey, because you take it as it's like you're popping in like to anywhere just to drink some coffee. Like for any normal human,
she did
it's
microneedling, Sergio. The whole world does that. I didn't take her to go and have like surgery. There's no way.
Baby, you are absolutely
but the
addicted.
Way she's reacted to it every day, she's like, do you think this is going to get better? Do you think my skin's going to get better? Is this normal? I'm like, oh my God.
Honey, you're absolutely addicted to plastic surgery and all this shit. That's just, let's be honest.
No. Well, anyway, look, since then, can I tell you how many phone calls I've got from famous people?
The whole wall is now doing a facelift.
Well, no, everyone wants to know how I come out. Denise Richards, I love you. Rachel Zoe, I love you. Susan Sarandon, Erica J. Like every single person has called me, which is, I'm not sure that it's to wish me well or to see if I'm their science project, that if I look amazing, yeah, everyone's rushing to him.
See if you're happy or something at the end.
Well, right now, I'm telling everyone, I don't know. Larsa, every single day, Larsa's documenting this like it's her science project.
2 days ago, you told me you... I don't know if you, like, if I could have done it. If 100%. I knew how painful it was going to be. So no, I want you to be honest with everybody.
So like, let's start.
It looks amazing, but no, be honest.
So let's start. So day one afterwards, you wake up. Anyway, we were talking about pills. Obviously, you're prescribed actually not a lot, to be honest. For what I went through, I don't think I was given a lot at all.
Only two things.
Yeah, I was given antibiotics and two painkillers a day. Two painkillers every 6 hours. And this one was giving me one.
No, the doctor said one. And if it's needed, you take two.
The first 3 days, it's fucking needed.
I understand, honey. You took like 78. Like you took 15 painkillers.
No, not two in the day. Not two in the whole fucking
day. Two every 6 hours.
Surgery. Yes, two at a time. You were giving me one and saying that I took 76. You were withholding my drugs.
All right.
He waited till like literally the sixth hour and it was, you know, 59.
For anyone who doesn't know Caroline, see any kind of feeling that her body just experienced,
there is a pill for it. Off.
Honey, there is a pill for it, always for anything.
For 3 days, Sergio.
No.
Three days.
Wait, are you feeling a bit dizzy? Do you want a pill? Okay.
No, actually, I would love
a pill. Because
he wouldn't give me a Tylenol this morning. Not allowed a Tylenol.
And also, the doctor said
you'd think that I was shooting heroin,
honey,
which frankly, the way I felt, may have helped.
Honey, you are addicted.
I'm not. I'm actually not. It was a Tylenol I wanted this morning. The rest of the world would have handed me a Tylenol. I have to fight you for it. But anyway, so that was a whole thing.
Yeah.
That was the only fight we really had, was over giving me my drugs were prescribed.
Apart from, like, as soon as I saw her the first time she came out.
Oh, he cried and cried.
I honestly thought I was going to die. I was just considering myself, like, what I've done with my life. Like, like, I'm done with life. Like, is this going to be my wife forever? Like, what is actually happening?
Did you mentally leave me?
100%.
Yeah.
Like, 55 times. I call, like, I don't know, whoever I, you know, try to call just to say, I lost Caroline.
My wife is gone.
Caroline's gone. Like, I cannot find my wife.
And then when he was crying, I started crying and my tears were blood.
No, imagine. Like, see, we go to bed and she's crying blood. And I was like, oh my God, this is the last thing I need. I'm actually going to die now. Like, she was like a vegetable like this, not even moving. And blood coming out. Like, I was like, it was bloody hard. Honey, let's be honest with the people. Like,
I said that. That was the hardest thing I've ever done.
This is crazy.
Hardest thing I've ever done. And no one prepares you for it or tells you. And I can only imagine or think, because I can't understand, a lot of my girlfriends have done it, why people wouldn't tell you. So I'm only assuming they've forgotten, like childbirth.
And why people think it's just something normal, like a facelift. It sounds so easy and so normal. Everybody talks about it. In reality, people, is probably the hardest things that your body can experience. It's absolutely crazy. They literally open here in your ear. They take off everything bad and then they just...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? or the friends you find along the way. Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Put it together.
So let's take a little pause from the show. And I want to tell everyone, today's episode is kindly sponsored by Regain Couples Therapy by BetterHelp. So let's face it, everyone likes to remind us that relationships take work. But how do you actually do that work? It's interesting because obviously I have the added complication of an age gap the other way around. So what do Sergi and I do? We do date nights. We love to try and prioritize each other as much as we can. And actually, he's better at that than I am. And the other thing that we do is that we talk. And I think in my first marriage, I didn't do that enough. We really talk about everything that's bothering us and no subject is off limits. You talk about money, sex, everything like that. So whether you're in a honeymoon phase or partners for life, setting aside time to listen to each other and work through your conflicts can really transform your relationship. You know, this is why I say that, you know, sometimes couples therapy can just, you know, sort of remove yourself from it. If you don't have that relationship where you don't feel comfortable enough to say everything, having a third party there just sometimes helps. You can learn to voice your needs and understand more about your partners and find out ways that you support both of them, that you don't feel like one person gets more than the other. I did couples therapy in my first marriage. From there, it really taught me how to communicate better. And that's what I think therapy can do for couples, is give you the tools and talk about things that just might be helpful within your relationship. So if your relationship is having ups and downs, don't worry at all. It's so normal. And if you want to work on yourselves together, consider giving Regain a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Again, this is life-changing because if you don't like your first therapist, you simply move on. The best relationships are worth fighting for. Remember that. Try something new in therapy. Visit regain.com/uncut uncensored today for 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/uncut uncensored. Let's get back to the show.
Hi, I'm Pia Barangini, the creative director of LPA, an entrepreneur, a wife, and a dog mom based in Los Angeles. This is my new podcast, Everything is the Best, where we basically ask interesting people, how did you go from zero to yacht? I'm always curious how the hell people became successful, and I figured you would be too. Get on the internet with me. Let's laugh, let's cry, let's overshare, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Check out new episodes every Wednesday. It's all for you, baby. Thanks for listening. Love you, mean it.
So we have the picture, actually, because I asked him, because, you know, me with my ego as well, it's like, well, there wasn't much to do. Anyway, he managed to pull off, or cut off, 3 inches on my neck and then the full width of my ear from my face. That's a fuck of a lot of skin.
Yeah, it's crazy. And actually, I have to say, as much as I said, I never wanted my wife to have something like this, I'm happy now because the doctor was amazing because he pulled it the skin backwards, not up, which means it's going to be natural. And the only thing that he took off, it was just like the extra skin, which is very important, I think, because Caroline and me, we didn't want the face to change, obviously. So
did I research this a lot? Look, I have a lot of girlfriends that have done it. There are hugely expensive doctors with hugely big names out there. And I looked at all of them, you know, and obviously it's your face. So even if I didn't want to spend like, you know, $150,000, that was not an option for me, but like, or $200,000, I looked at them all just to see what I would look like, right? So I considered everything.
She did, actually. She drove me absolutely crazy. And, you know, there was just so many options, so many doctors. I mean, it's very tough, let's be honest.
Really tough.
You are putting your hands, so your face in someone else's hands.
Your face.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah. And, you know, what I made the decision, because everyone's like, well, who's this guy? Who's this guy? You don't, you know, he's not a big name. And, you know, because my girlfriends that have been to big names, trust me. I mean, they're like supermodels, by the way.
Yeah, but they look like a completely different human. And I hated that.
Supermodels. They're beautiful. And I love, and this is no offense because you know who you are and I love you. But they did it young and they changed a lot. But I wanted to look exactly like me, just fresh.
Natural.
I didn't do a brow lift. I have, it's really, so what did I do? I did my upper lids, blastoplasty, or something like this.
Don't look at me.
Okay, and where they just take off the excess skin because I'm 47. I did lower neck. My neck is so fucking tight right now.
She lied to me. My wife lied to me. She said to me, I'm doing half a facelift. It's not even half a facelift. It's a bit of the neck and here. We come back. As soon as it finished, the doctor is like...
You know I always lie to you.
Yes. The doctor is like, yeah, no, this is a full-on thing. We did full facelift. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me now? Honey, you lied to me.
I didn't lie. I really thought it was half a facelift. He didn't touch that top half.
How do you go into a doctor just doing half a facelift and you come up with like a full facelift? It doesn't work.
I don't know.
I mean...
I only had one consultation. You were there.
Literally. Like... I mean, this woman is literally like if I'm doing this, I will go through 55 million appointments. She just pop in, like the doctor, take a little bit. Okay, good. I'm ready to go. And then she comes out like a vegetable like this. And then like, I don't know. It's just...
I had one appointment and
it's
then
crazy.
Paid the money.
No. One appointment. I signed my life to it, which I don't even know what I signed. I signed 68 papers while Caroline was... in a room, and I'm like, honey, I'm signing all this. Yeah, it's fine. You can do it. Don't worry. And then I don't even know what was it. If she becomes a vegetable, you know, like I would just take care of her for the rest of my life or something. I don't know. But I sign everything, and then she comes out, and then like everybody's
you
happy,
have, I would
laughing.
Let you, I would let you.
Have I was
a,
like,
I would let you have a girlfriend, honey.
Yeah, I signed for that.
No, like you could look after me if I was
maybe
a vegetable.
Yeah, but you couldn't move, so you couldn't tell me after.
No, you can have a girlfriend.
Maybe you're telling me that now. But if you come out actually a vegetable, like who would, like you would not allow me.
Well, you'd still have taken me home.
Okay. But basically, I signed my whole entire life to Caroline's body. I don't know how, I don't know why, I end up there. Then, you
stop
know.
Stop making me laugh, it really hurts.
I mean, she's laughing like this. It's just too funny. Like, it's so funny.
So anyway, we come out. Obviously, let's talk about me for a second, not your feelings.
Okay.
We come out and the first day you wake up, and it's like you've had a full-on, head-on collision with a car.
The first day, the first 3 days, Connie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is no sign of my face in that face.
Like...
which is petrifying. Now, the only thing that really helps, and I'll tell you why I chose this doctor, is literally loads of doctors have patients, right? I needed to see someone that I respect, whose face that I liked. And I interviewed Kat Sadler.
Wait. This is becoming, yeah, this is funny. Keep going.
Why is it funny?
Because Caroline is basing her entire life based on a Zoom call that she had with Kat Sadler, which I absolutely love, and she looks amazing. But everything was based on a Zoom call, which I almost kill her for it. Because she's like, oh, no, yeah, I never met her, but she looks amazing in Zoom. I'm
yes,
are
and
you
no.
kidding me now?
Yes and no. Here's that's what he thinks. So this is my rationale.
Okay.
Kat Sadler has been on what? E! Entertainment for 20 years of her life. She's my age, so you don't recognize her from TV, and that's fair enough. She has interviewed every Hollywood celebrity, every Hollywood movie star, and she could have anyone do her face. Facts. Okay. She said to me, well, I did a podcast with her. She's done a lot of press on this guy. She said it's the best decision she ever made. She wished she'd done it 10 years ago. She said that she would do it over again in a heartbeat, and she documented it. So thank you, Kat, because what you did has helped me through the darkest days, because when I thought my face wasn't coming out of it, and you've got to understand, because they put a very big compression garment on your face. So this is very thin, your chin's very thin, and then all the blood goes up here. So you kind of have an alien looking head. It's very weird. Your eye, this bit is too wide for your head.
It's very weird. It's not an alien. It's like, I mean,
she said you will look like a monster.
Crazy.
Until day 11. And I looked at her pictures, thank God, because she was kind enough to send them to me all the way through. And I was like, that's exactly what I look like.
Maybe what I'm saying.
Exactly what I look like today.
I understand.
So now I can see where I'm going.
Yes, but like no one in the planet will base everything on a podcast video. You never met her in person, honey.
Darling, it's the words coming out of her mouth. Then what do you base it on? Another photograph in an office?
No, meeting her in person and just going.
Nobody gets to meet people in person. You don't go to a plastic surgeon's office and say, bring me all your patients, line them up so I can see them. What the fuck? No.
Honey, they your send, entire life, honey.
They send me a picture. They show you pictures of patients, which they did. And I, you know, she was kind enough to get up at whatever time in the morning, show my husband on Zoom in daylight with no makeup. No woman does that, Sergio. She's not our best friend. She does not need to do that.
I love you, Kat, for doing that because it really made me calm. But I have to say, like,
what do you think women base it on? They base it on fucking pictures in a surgical room. We based it on a Zoom where a woman is going, I am the happiest person alive.
I mean,
verbally.
Honey, I don't want to fight with you. It's your entire life. You did it and it's done.
Okay? Oh my God. So I had one disaster. So this is something I've got to tell all of you. So obviously I've grown up in LA doing Ladies of London, staying with Kristen since I was, mid-20s, I suppose.
I wasn't born.
Well, no, I wasn't. Sorry, 30s. I know 55 amazing surgeons for different things here. Well, that's a disaster, people. Once you have made your decision, stand by it and do not ask an opinion, because opinions are like assholes and everybody has one. And when you're in the thick of it, actually only talk to your surgeon, because it's a disaster. Because actually what happens is everyone goes, oh, that's not very good. Or I wouldn't have done it like that. And then you start to panic. I had one terrible day with Kristen and we went to see a friend of mine, and I love him dearly. Don't get me wrong. Like dearly. He was like, the blood's in the wrong place. Your face is going to start bleeding blood. The style is terrible. I wouldn't have done it like that. All of this stuff. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. And I had a panic attack in the office. I had an actual panic attack. My blood pressure went to 170 and I had to sit down, and Kristen almost vomited in the chair. She was heavy heaving behind me. And
by the meantime, I was hiking. My asshole wife didn't tell me anything.
He was hiking with a 24-year-old, having a wonderful time.
And I literally open Instagram and she's like, oh, I'm going through so much anxiety. I just almost pass out. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me now? You didn't tell me anything.
I didn't call you because it was the first day you were actually having fun.
Honey, you have to tell me these things.
You know, it's
communicating is key in a marriage.
It's so important. Sergio doesn't have a lot of girlfriends or friends, you know, and these two young 24-year-old hot, gorgeous girls who are, you know, he's known for a long time, invited him for a hike. And I said he should go.
Maybe if you're suffering or you're going through a whole anxiety.
For an hour. No, you needed it. You cannot live
you have
in
to
a
tell
dark
me.
Room with me
I can,
until
honey.
I recover.
I can because I love
no,
you.
No, you cannot.
Yes.
No, it's I not can. Right.
But also let me tell you.
And also, Kristen and I both agreed. We were driving around saying you're going a bit loopy.
Am I going loopy? Are you fucking kidding me now, Kristen?
You were going loopy.
I'm not going loopy.
You were going loopy. You didn't see daylight. You can't. You're not a carer.
I mean, actually,
you're 29 years old. You should be in the gym. You're not a carer.
My hair became gray. I lost all my tan. I was in pajamas day and night. I was with anxiety. I was gone. I was done with life. I actually was done with life.
So if you'd heard a surgeon tell you that this was a complete mess and that I was going to start bleeding through the pores of my skin and that he's going to figure out a way to fix it, that you wouldn't have died right there.
I mean, honey, like...
Yes, so...
That was just crazy, to be honest. Like, oh...
So yes, you would have. So...
I actually suffer a lot, and I honestly think I went through a facelift as well.
So anyway, the first few days, you don't recognize yourself at all. You go through regret. Kat did tell me, you go through regret, then you want to sue your doctor, because when you do slightly look at your face, everything's in the wrong place. Obviously, after surgery, things swell differently each side. You know, nothing looks even. My neck doesn't move. So it was like a tree trunk. Every movement is like this. You know, your lips.
Tell them how you got to it. So I have to hold the back of her neck like this.
So there's no weight.
She literally goes down slowly.
No, go to bed. It's like I sleep in this chair.
Yeah, 100%.
This is how I sleep. This is exactly how I sleep.
Tell them how grateful you are to have me, honey.
Oh, I'm very grateful, darling.
How much you love me now?
Well, a lot more.
Thank you.
Didn't think it was possible.
Oh,
see,
wow. That's a beautiful thing just came out. A
lot more.
Wow.
Yeah, you have been unbelievable. And everyone's recognized it, by the way. So don't think it goes unnoticed. I don't like to give you any awards, but everyone else.
A full-time nurse for the first 4 or 5 days. It was, I mean, we didn't sleep any night. I think I was going crazy.
Both of you have been amazing. Kristen washed my hair today, feel like a whole new person. That crazy. Was her idea. And actually, it really, really, really helped. Because under here, it's straight. And so I can cover the sides. I am going to reveal myself.
And let me tell you, before we finish, you know, we still have some left. Caroline is a super woman. It's been only 6 days on this facelift. If you look at her 3-4 days ago, you couldn't even believe it was her. Today, she's sitting here, and even just like this, you actually look like yourself, honey. It's actually crazy.
Kristen's daughter came up to me because I go out. Obviously, I'm in LA, right? So it's different. So Kristen's daughter comes up and she goes, Caroline, you're going out like that? I'm like, it's Los Angeles. Everyone has a facelift, right? And the nice thing is, no one here looks at me. I'm going to restaurants with a bandage around my head because here it's so frigging normal. Like, it's not like anywhere else in the world. It's like the capital of plastic surgery. It's been a godsend because nobody stares.
I was worried, to be honest, because I was like, oh my God. So people look at us just for the 8 cap. Normal. Imagine now that my wife is looking like an alien. But then we went yesterday for dinner and literally, like,
not the point, darling. They're not really staring. No one really gives
a
shit.
No one looks. No one looks. It's so normal here. No, it's crazy.
So normal. Everyone has plastic surgery. Yeah. I have to say, we've got all these here. These are our new gummy line. I'm going to have one now because I've been living on ashwagandha for stress from this one.
Oh my God.
It's the only thing he actually allows me to take.
She's been inhaling bottles.
Inhaling. Hair, nails, stress. He is such a nightmare, but he'll let me have these.
Because they're all vegan and, you know, gluten-free. So... Oh. It's kind of like the only thing that Caroline can take right now. So
it's been great because, well, number one, in America, I get quite recognized. No one recognizes me like this.
It's just too funny. Like Caroline walking around, and let me tell you, she lost so much weight. I mean, she was skinny before. Now she's literally skinny like a fiddle. Like, it's like a little tiny line.
I'm as thin as a black Amex. You can literally swipe me through things.
It's crazy. I don't know if I like it, but...
Well, I haven't got much choice, darling. I can't eat.
I know.
Actually, I just read about another woman. Because all of my fans and my followers have been so helpful. One woman DM'd me and she said she only ate pineapple for 6 weeks.
Pineapple?
Pineapple.
Why would you eat pineapple only?
Well, I guess, you know, the darling, chewing isn't much fun.
You have to chew with pineapple.
Yeah, but I guess she sucks on it. I don't know.
Saxon?
I've been living off Hailey Bieber smoothies, which is when I finish this, I'm going straight for one of those.
She's so addicted. I've never met a woman who, this is just Caroline. It's just so funny because she's such a powerful and a strong woman. But it's so interesting because she has to kind of like rely on lots of people. So as soon as she had the facelift, she probably sent it to maybe, I don't know, 500, 600 people just to get, you know, like information from them. And then as soon as she has
600
that...
600 people.
Honey, everybody knows about it now.
Such an exaggeration.
Honey, you take that information and then she goes to all the doctors. This one, this one, this one. And then everybody starts getting mad with each other because...
Wait, first of all, I'm in Los Angeles, right? I haven't been here for 2 years.
I understand, honey,
like,
but...
Like, I am doing cutting edge things to myself.
You took a decision, stick with a doctor. Just don't go around. Just stick to him, stick to the procedure, and then just, you know...
Well, that's what I've done now, isn't it?
Oh,
and now
great.
I'm having... After. Today, I'm going... I've got a lovely day planned.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I'm going with Kristen makeup shopping because I haven't done that in ages either and I've run out of everything because I wasn't meant to be here this long.
What about me?
What about you?
I'm not going?
Well, you can drive us. Do you want makeup?
Oh, great. So I'm the driver. That's amazing.
Well, you can go to and get the Hailey Bieber thing for me. That would be a great help and then meet us in the makeup shop.
Great. So now I'm not only the nurse, I'm the driver. That sounds lovely.
1,000%. Great. And actually, there he is moaning. But if I don't ask him to drive me and I don't ask him to get the Hailey Bieber, he said, well, what am I doing all day?
I mean, like, you're asking me because I just asked you, what am I doing? If not, you completely even didn't even think about me.
No,
like,
I did.
Bye-bye, I'm leaving. Ciao.
I did. You would have done all those things.
Yeah.
Okay. I would just let you know on the way out. This is what we're doing.
Oh, Dios mio.
And you've still got to pick up my dry cleaning.
Shut up, honey.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
Because we're going to Newport Beach this weekend.
Yes.
And after my new beautiful blow dry by Kristen, she's taking bookings. I feel like I could take on the world. I actually may even go down to Nobu.
She literally thinks that she's just a normal human. And
It's so funny. No, it's so funny. I actually do. No. Like today, I feel like a supermodel. That's what's so fucking funny. And actually, I still look like a car crash. But compared to 3 days ago,
she looks very good, actually. I
look so much better. But like, you guys, if you, who haven't seen me, would think I'm an absolute disaster.
No, like, you don't understand. She looks completely different. Like, 3 days ago, I was looking at her and I was like, I actually lost my wife. I lost my wife. It's crazy. But today, I don't know. It's just like a new human. A new human. She's back to be her a little bit.
They say day 11. So what am I expecting next? So day 11, the one my girlfriends have done it said that you'll feel a lot more like you. So right now, as I said, all the shape of my face is completely wrong for a human. I've got this sort of, the top half is wider than the bottom half. Then my neck is too thick.
I'm laughing now, but it was so tough. I don't think there are words to express how much I suffer looking at my wife, looking at someone that I love. Like and
oh, he's been wonderful. Even when I didn't like myself, he tried to kiss my lips. When I didn't like myself, he told me I was beautiful.
And I really didn't think that, honey.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that. That's like, the first true words out of your mouth. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is wrong with my husband? He should, like, if it had been the other way around, I'd have been vomiting into the toilet.
Oh, wow, that's lovely. Even when the stitches were going out.
God, he was amazing. So we went yes.
My God.
Like, yesterday, I had my, was it yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. She had anxiety. Like, she started, like, crying. Like, literally crying. I was like, honey, please, relax.
First of all, I have stitches around the front of my ear and the back of my ear. It's called under and over, but it looks like, you know, there's a lot of stitches. So, you know, and on my eyelids. So they go, first day was day six. We're going to take the first lot out, the ones on my eyelid. I can't even tell you, like,
I really thought she was not going to do it.
I was like, I got so much anxiety. I broke down in the chair that they had to go and get the surgeon because normally it's a nurse that takes them out. They went and got my surgeon, brought him.
I have to say I like it, honey, because you were so little, like a little girl, so vulnerable, you know, like you were crying that I was like, oh my God, that's my little, the feelings are coming out.
He's so weird. It's he loves so it good. When I need him.
It's so good. She's loves like, please, it. Please come here, just cuddle me. I put my hair inside her titty. And then just
not inside
cuddling.
My chichi. Excuse me.
In the tummy.
Be physically impossible.
Okay, just in the tummy.
He put his head on because he couldn't see it, obviously. He started to watch it and then he was like, boop, boop.
Oh, I can do it.
Yeah. So he knelt down beside me in the room and put his head on my legs.
In the leg, yes.
Yes, not
and then
in
after, I kind of like slowly start looking and I was, he's actually brilliant. Like this guy is an artist. Like they are like little stitches. It just takes out the little thing, comes out all completely. I was like, this is crazy. Like how a man can do that?
Yeah, it was amazing. He just pulled the thing out and Sergio was like wonderful. Wonderful.
It was like amazing. Like, honestly, I have to say, the experience is very painful and it's crazy. And I don't know if, you know, like a normal human can go through this, but
lots of normal humans go through
it. I understand, but if you think about it.
And I don't know if ignorance is bliss. Maybe watching this video isn't a good idea. I don't know. I want to do it week by week. You know, next week I'm going to, you know, reveal more to you.
I don't think people know about it, honey. Like everybody that you ask, they never said, listen, it's so painful.
Darling,
no one
people
said that.
Know. People know.
And
I
no
think
one said
they
that.
Forget. It's like childbirth. When you have a baby, everyone lies in that hospital bed and goes, Jesus Christ, that wasn't worth it. Don't
why
want
no
to do
one
that.
Told you, honey?
Because everyone goes, oh, it's easy. And then you forget the body. It's like the body makes you forget everything. By next week, I'm probably going to be running around looking 25 going, do it.
I mean, she's going to be unbearable.
Do it.
Literally unbearable.
Oh, unbearable.
She's going to look like a 20-something years old woman. She's going to think she's like a supermodel coming around, walking, jumping like a little girl. And I'm going to be like, oh God. And
all the girls from my show have been calling. Chanel Ayang called me this morning and goes, you know, well, I guess you're going to look 11. And I'm like, I am going to trot round that Housewives.
I'm scared now. She's going to leave me.
I'm going to be too young for Housewives.
No,
that's what's
going
to happen. I'm going to be too young to be on Housewives.
You're going to be too young for me, my friend.
For sure.
Like, I like all the women. I like wrinkles. Like, I'm going to be like, where are my wrinkles? Like, I don't see any.
I've still got gray hair. That'll help.
Okay, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, you painted, so.
Yeah. Well, no, when I go out.
Ah, okay, I see.
But yes, he likes wrinkles. He's going to find this very hard. I can also see that my mouth has changed. Like the shape is perfect. Like it's same, but I'm actually smiling. Yeah. It doesn't go down. It goes up. It's... The sides of my mouth are up. There's no wrinkles around it. There's no wrinkle around my eyes.
Listen, I was so against this. Like we had a massive fight, huge fight. I was like, honey,
I didn't listen.
I don't want this 100%. Like, I don't want my wife to look fake. I just don't want it.
Darling,
I want you to be natural.
They were all there for the fight. We had it last week.
I understand. And then now, looking at it, I have to say, if the mouth is a little bit higher, the wrinkles are gone, the eyes are looking better.
How does my neck look?
It looks good.
Like a baby's bloody bottom.
I tried to kiss it. And it just doesn't feel like your neck, but it's fine.
No, it's still not my neck, but it will be.
It's just a bit like, it's a wavy thing. It's just a bit weird, the feeling.
It's not wavy, darling. It's just... tight, really tight.
Yeah.
So they told me also that's very normal. They have to really pull the skin tight at the beginning because obviously the longer it goes on, it settles.
Now, if you think about it, 6 days and Caroline looks amazing. She's able to have a normal life. And then within another 5 days, she's going to be a completely different new human, so much younger. So
we're going
okay.
to Newport Beach this weekend. I'm going to have a lovely weekend with my friends. I can only take, I've got to put my bandage back on after I've done this. I can only take it off for like 20 minutes. I've done 40 minutes, but like you should keep it on. As I said, I've got no painkillers today. I've got no antibiotics and we're only day six.
How are you feeling?
Well, it feels very tight. I can't, you know, move normally yet. It's still, you know, I'm very aware of chewing.
Yeah.
But I can lift myself to go to the loo.
I don't know if I like you like this, honey. You were not able to talk. It's just so much nicer and calm.
Thanks, Dang.
Like, you just now complain for everything, literally.
Well.
You're back to be you.
That's me.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, if I'm not complaining, who am I?
Yeah, I know. So to the doctor, you have to put a few more stitches in your mouth. You have to stay longer.
That's Sergio. If anyone needs stitches in their mouth, it's you. Like, he's the only person that can't be quiet while he drives. Kristen what? And I like to like get on our phones and do stuff. Yeah, he talks. Like, he goes, oh, look at this. Look at this beautiful Christmas tree. Look
obviously.
At this. Oh, there's a street. Let's run up it.
Honey,
oh, look at the Christmas. It's so pretty. I wish we could go down here. And like,
Caroline,
shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Everywhere we drive, she's literally just on the phone the whole time. She's
yes, like, we're doing things.
What about the beauty of
just
life?
Just shut up and drive.
What about looking around?
Shut up and drive, Sergio. No one wants to hear it.
Everybody wants to
no
hear it.
No one wants
look
to.
Look at the
no,
birds.
Not in our car.
Look at the sky.
Not
look
in
at
our
everything.
Car.
Okay,
there's
honey.
No one in the car that wants to hear it. Right. That would be a wonderful thing if you learnt to be quiet when you drove. Wonderful.
Oh, wow. So now the truth is coming out.
No, I've told you before to your face.
You never told me that.
I have. All the time. What do I say to you? Shut up.
I mean, let's be honest. I keep a conversation with myself every time we drive because
well,
you
true.
Literally never listen.
Yes, because I'm on the phone.
Okay.
Anyway, so...
I'm glad she didn't change after this surgery because he's back to be fucking horrible as always.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Nothing.
Nothing's changed.
But we are at the end of this podcast and we're going to give you a slowly and quick reveal a little bit. Caroline is going to take off the hoodie. Just the hoodie. Dun, 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 dun. That's all, honey, that's all. Look at that.
Thank you for joining us on Uncut and Uncensored again. Download. Please download because it makes all the difference for us. Rate, review. We love you.
We love you from here.
And stick with us because this journey is just beginning.
I mean, look ahead. Day six. New phase, new wife. Love you, honey.
Love you too. Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.